When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So I said to him, "You're the reason this country has to put instructions on shampoo." Podcast 90!
No way!
Yeah.
Everybody.
We're going to have to do a celebration for podcast 100.
Yeah.
We are. What can we do?
We have to do a show, don't we?
Why don't we do a show?
Show.
The trouble with petrol prices, no one actually be able to afford to go there.
No, that's very true. Yeah.
Just us then.
Just us. We'll have a party on. We always have a party every time we do one of these, don't we?
Yeah.
Watson absolutely stinks.
What's up with this week? What are we feeding him?
He's. I don't know what it is.
Oh, goose shit, isn't it?
He's obsessed with goose shit. He's going outside, and then he's always got his face up Olive's privates.
Yes.
I mean, and she's not the, you know, she's always dragging her backside round outside as well. A bit like myself on a Sunday night after church.
Why after church?
I don't know.
Shall we officially open the podcast?
Let's open it. What treats do you have in your little bag today?
Well, my friends, I've got an old returning favourite.
What is it?
Bugle!
Oh, I do like a bugle.
The Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy Company B.
No, I did notice that they're barbecue. I'm not a fan of barbecue.
Oh, you don't have one if you don't want.
No, I'll try one. Okay. Because I think I went last time. Did we have the cheesy bugles?
Maybe we did, yeah. I'm not too
sure. Well, let's have a go at these.
Well, these podcasts open, you get first dips.
Let's have a go.
Carl, do the honors.
Can I have second dips?
Oh, no, they're nice.
Oh, these are nice.
Oh, they're really nice.
They're a bit like Pringles, aren't they?
Ooh,
barbecue
they are
flavour
nice.
Pringles, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh dear. I've just opened another bottle of wine.
Yeah. Now
when I say another, I'm continuing on from last week.
Now I've got to ask you.
Do I want a finger?
Would you like a finger?
I would love a finger. Is it a dark one or a light one?
It's
a multicolour. Oh, he's going a bit rogue.
I'm going rogue on the fingers.
You're
still fingers, Louise.
Tell somebody what you told Laura.
Oh, yeah. These are Twix fingers, individually wrapped, rather than the two packs that you get. Laura, Mary's best friend.
Who's been on the podcast
as a guest.
Who's
been on the podcast a while ago as a guest. And you might bump into her at the occasional Most Haunted Experience event on the crew. And I told her that Twix is actually pronounced Twee, because it's spelled T-W-I-X, and in the same way you pronounce Grand Prix, even though it's spelled P-R. I-X. And she's like, "No, I'm not having any of that. No, that's not true." I said, "Yeah, that's the reason. That everyone's got it wrong by calling Twix's Twix. It's actually a pre." And she was going around telling the guests, "I helped myself to a Twee bar."
Yeah.
And sure enough, for ages, she was convinced.
Oh, bless her.
Everyone's been saying Twix wrong.
You are mean.
I thought it was a good joke. A
it
good clean
a
joke.
Yeah, but she was very upset.
Was she?
Yeah, she cried.
Oh, no.
Did you tell her that it wasn't a Twee bar?
Yeah, eventually.
In the end, yeah.
Because I'd hate for people to be emailing her up to this. Hey, you know, you told us it was a Twee bar. Well, you were a fucking mistake.
Watson's just begging for food, and he's very smelly today because of his encounter with goose poo. We've got no water in the freaking pond at all.
I don't
miss that. Oh, it's so awful.
Well, let me get to the question. The question being,
how was your day?
Well, we're very worried, aren't we, Carl? There's no water in the pond.
Is that because of the drought?
Because of drought. A And the poor ducks and the geese, they're all covered in mud because they're desperately trying to swim round, but there's nothing to swim in. So they're just in mud. They're just covered in mud. And it's very upsetting to see.
But there's a big digger out there.
Oh, yes. No, that's the fence posts.
Oh.
So we're having the fence posts all done. Because over time, we've been here for nearly 20 years.
Really? That long?
And over time, the wood, a bit like my face, start to sort of buckle and fall apart and go all rotten, like my teeth.
No, so you need to, because you're beautiful.
No, so you need to patch everything up. So that's what they do. And it was, when in the day, back in the day, Mr. Beattie put all the fence up. And he'd use a knocker, wouldn't you?
You can't bake getting your hands on knockers, can you?
Well, now you don't need a knocker. That's what those machines are for.
Oh,
it's a fence post machine, and it knocks it in.
Have you had a go while the workmen aren't here?
No,
very excited. Sorry for talking to you. We came back, and we're in the car, and the headlights shone up. We saw the dig of the JCB, and he actually made a sexual noise. He went,
Question still remains. Have you had a go?
No.
Oh, no, not yet.
So you can do a swap with the workmen. You see, you can see when they're not here, you can have a go on their equipment, and when you're not here,
you can have a go on my wife.
I'm not amused. It's not funny. I don't know why you're bloody well laughing, because it's not freaking funny. Would anybody want to have a go on me?
I've got light-headed with that one.
I can't believe that. I can't believe you actually used me as a joke like that. It's not funny, Glenn.
It's hilarious.
It's not funny. So you'd let workmen have a go on me then?
Well, it's not the first set of workmen that's ever gone on you.
I've never had a workman go on me. I mean, that time when you dressed up as the Lollipop Man, I'm the closest you've ever got to it.
Oh, God, dear.
That's no way. Never happening. Is he going
so
anywhere
does that
near
mean the only holes he's going to get his hands on are the ones he's going to dig in the garden?
The old dried up, dusky ones that are between the legs.
That's right.
Yeah. No, the thing is, see, we did have one, didn't we? One of our neighbours had. Had a digger, and and he was sort of saying, yeah, he said, I don't really need it for a full day, but I'm going to have to hire it for a day. And I went, I'll hire it for that extra day. You use it for, because you only need it for a couple of hours. I said, just let me have it for the rest of the day.
Oh, brilliant.
And I did. I literally had this digger for the rest of the day just to wander around. You drive up and down. It was brilliant. Digging holes, causing havoc.
Proper toy, that, isn't it?
Oh, just fantastic.
So that was your day.
What was I doing today?
Well, it was the pond, wasn't it?
Yes, sorry, that was it. I spoke about my day.
Yeah, I was saying that was your day.
Yeah, all right, shut up.
How was your day, Carl?
Well, actually, mine was similar to yours. It was a joint day. We went to Scotland.
Oh,
yesterday, and we got back last night.
Yeah.
Okay. We went to Scotland. Kind of like
within 24 hours. Yeah, yesterday.
Right. And I would just like to, you know how I like to sort of let people know that I'm not happy with a lot of customer service?
Oh, yes. God. How was it up in Scotland?
I want to say thank you, Scotland.
Yes, Scotland. Woo! Scotland!
Proud to be half Scottish,
mate. Bloody-tastic.
We were in Edinburgh. What was the hotel we were in?
It was the Hilton, Doubletree.
Doubletree Hilton in Edinburgh.
Oh, nice.
On Bread Street.
And do you know what? As soon as you walked in,
wow,
it was so nice. The guy that welcomed us there, he was proper Scottish. He had ginger hair and a ginger beard. Just lovely. Every single person we met there, they were all Scottish, and they were all absolutely fantastic. So thank you very much, Edinburgh. You are wonderful.
The only thing that was missing was the... the confetti that comes out of those poppy things.
Oh, yeah.
And some music and disco lights. It was the when we walked in, that was the only thing that was missing. But, yeah, as Carl said, you couldn't have been more welcome.
Every cafe we went to, time we went to eat.
Hello, how are you? They were just so lovely.
Yeah, it was... mine is a positive... Thank you, Scotland.
There we go. Well done, Scotland. That's impressive
stuff.
Look
at you. You're really chuffed with that, aren't you?
I'm chuffed, yeah. It's great. Lovely place, Edinburgh. I've been there for a day as well and enjoyed it immensely.
Peed with rain, though. Made my hair look like a pubic bloody wig.
Oh, it's like you've been in the swimming pool again, isn't it?
I was very upset.
You have to go around with a shower cap on, aren't you, these days?
I think I am. It's awful. Having hair like mine is awful. Little bit of moisture and it just
frizzes up.
Have you farted?
No, I haven't. Why are you looking at me like that?
Or queefed.
What do you mean?
Why don't these dogs shit itself?
It'll probably be Olive.
It's not me, by the way, before anybody starts looking in this direction.
It's not me, anyway. Not it could be the baby.
Oh, I can smell something now. It's like sulphur.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably an evil entity.
Oh, yeah.
Probably one of your peeves.
I mean, woman in a ball bag.
Yeah.
With a kettle.
No, I mean, Watson's probably farted. His farts are legendary and they are horrific. They could clear a room. He's just done it again. Did you not hear that? That was a proper...
Yeah, dog fart.
Oh, he's got it bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're giving him one
right
of these.
Right on your
you?
Black boots. Oh, look, yeah. Look, right on your black boots.
Oh, crumbs are my favourite boots as well.
Oh, dear, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah. To get some more next Christmas.
Anyhow.
Yes.
You've forgotten what we're doing now?
No, it's how was my day?
Oh, yes.
I thought you said how was your day?
No.
Let's pretend we care. Glenn.
How was your day?
Oh, bless you for asking.
Yeah, we care. We care.
In the last 24 hours, not today, I had to get public transport yesterday.
Ooh.
Oh.
How was that?
Oh, dear.
I was on a train.
Ooh.
I've been on a train for a while.
And, well, here's the thing. I was surprised at the quality of the train carriage. They've gone up in the world since I last caught a train. What I didn't understand, it was relatively empty as well, not many people using them. How, and I don't know if you do this, but when I went on to find a seat, and again, that wasn't difficult because not many people were on.
What do you mean I don't know if you do this?
Well, I'm getting to it. Would you go on a train and, given the option of you could sit anywhere you like because the carriage is relatively empty, would you sit on one of the chairs that goes backwards?
No.
Loads of people were on the train going backwards.
I don't get
that. Aliens.
What does that?
Aliens. They're aliens.
They're not right.
They're not real people. They've been put on this earth and they don't understand the
protocol. And I don't
have
to find a seat. I always have a ticketed seat.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Miss First Class.
I'm not fighting for any bloody seat. And if anybody's in my seat,
Yvette
get
First
out.
Class will start calling you.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what? This is no joke. I think we've been married. We've been married for about 15 years before she actually realised that on an aeroplane there were people behind those curtains.
I have been spoiled.
Very good.
That's how you should be.
Sorry.
Pardon me. People going backwards on the train?
No, I don't get that.
I mean, I could understand they might have been on that seat anyway, because earlier up the line it might have been busy, but...
I can't remember the last time I was on a train.
It just disturbed me. I thought it was odd.
Yeah, no, they are aliens. Oh, I'm telling you.
Wouldn't surprise me. They must have travelled all the way to Earth backwards.
Yeah. I'm going on a train with Mary, aren't I? I'm going to do Michael Ball's radio show on BBC Radio 2.
Who are you?
And we're going down, myself
See
and
if
Mary.
See you can get me a job there whilst
I
you're
will. Listen, I am always... Well, I always do. Have you heard Glenn Hunt? He's bloody marvellous.
See, Michael Ball is lovely. Mm. And he is
really
talented.
Really nice.
However, your
He's
problem
not you.
Is... The problem is with you getting any job on like Radio 1 or Radio 2 or
I'm
Radio
too
whatever.
For them now.
No, you're not.
No,
you're too
not.
Talented. You're, yeah. too, you're too worth listening to.
And you're too
to.
Lovely.
Every time I've heard you on there, I've said this before, and I will say it from the cliff tops, that when you did Real Radio...
Oh.
It was worth listening to.
Oh, it was such fun, that was.
And,
yeah, but it was worth listening to. Now it's not. There isn't local radio or national radio, in my opinion, hardly worth listening to. Because it's not fun anymore. It's all corporate. No. I was listening to
Smooth Radio.
Smooth.
And there was I was just on the way back from the gym. It was a really beautiful piece of music or whatever it was. And the presenter had a real... I don't know where she was from, but can't remember. But it really did not work.
With the brand.
With the brand or with the actual music or anything. And she was, let's just say she was Northern, because it really, so you'd finish, say, this wonderful, lovely, I don't know, whatever it was, lovely, nice piece of music. And then, well, that were really great, that were. And I can just imagine myself later on when I'm having a bubble bath, how lovely that would sound again. I'm going to play that again. I really am. Anyway, send in what you would like to hear on this show. I'm like, are you kidding me? What's going on? Where are the real professionals? Anyway,
you should match the music to the link.
Yes.
Yeah, you should match the tone. Yeah.
Anyway,
I still find, I have to say, because I used to like listening to Radio 4 because they used to have really good documentaries. That's obviously something gone of yesteryear because there's nothing on there worth listening to. Even the comedy, they have half an hour of comedy from 6:30 up till 7 o'clock.
Yes.
And it's some of the worst stuff I've ever heard. It's not funny. It's just not funny. The news quiz used to be great.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry, I haven't a clue.
And you were always a
just
great...
Just a minute.
You always, whenever I got in the car, or you'd get in my car, he's been in here, Radio 4's on, and I never got it. And then there were a couple, years and years ago, there were a couple of programmes that were really, really good.
Round the Horn was a classic.
Round the Horn, Kenneth Williams and all of that. But I got very upset. There's a newsreader on there. He's got such a deep voice. It's actually,
can't understand him.
Can't understand him. It's so comical. It's
hello.
Oh my god!
Next on Radio 5.
What has he just said?
You weren't expecting that, were you?
Just because you're
naked.
That's
a very, very good job. Hello, Glennis.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm missing your gorgeous face.
Now, you are live on the podcast, so don't say fuck or bugger. Would you like to see your mum and dad?
Yeah, just a quick
I've hijacked
hello.
Them. There they are.
Fucking bugger.
Hi. Oh, she's in bed.
Oh, bless.
So for those of you who don't
know... Who's that next to you?
Oh, yeah. For those of you who don't know, our beautiful daughter Mary is now a qualified medic in the RAF. And
we're so
based...
proud. Let's hear it for Mary.
Yes, Mary. Fabulous. Anyway, we've just gone over how was your day, so it's kind of perfect timing. How was your day, Mary? Tell everybody.
My day was, I'm not going to lie, I don't actually really have that many interesting. I did a few courses online that I have to do, mm-hmm. and then after that, I did some weeding.
Weeding?
Do you mean
with a book, and you're just not saying it right?
I like that. That one's good. but no, I had to go do some weeding because, we had to go make around the med centre looking pretty.
Oh, actually, weeding!
Weeding!
I thought
I was taking the piss saying you think it's reading.
I honestly thought she was saying reading.
Genuinely gardening.
You were actually gardening?
I was gardening with some other people here. Yeah, they were just gardening around the med centre. So, yeah.
Isn't it weird? She's lived here for 22 years. Good. Never done a day's bit of gardening.
Not an hour. No, she has. She has. She's done strumming. Lots of strumming and painting.
I'm going to go at home.
All right, okay.
Do you still do strumming, Mary?
Only when my girlfriend's around.
Oh, Mary, don't you start with a double entendre. Let me tell you, and that's difficult to say when you're walking. Don't start with that because honestly, I've had Glenn and Carl, Glenn and your dad going at it, filthy talk, absolutely disgraceful. They've been going at it as well. Glenn's the tunnel and your dad's the train.
Ew.
I know. So, what are you doing tomorrow then?
I don't know.
So, you actually don't know, being an RAF medic, you actually don't know what you're doing from day to day.
It might be an emergency, you don't know what's going
to happen. That's what I mean, but there's no plan, is there?
But bearing in mind, so everybody knows, this is my first week. So, what I'm doing right now is called induction, basically, which is kind of learning your way. It's nothing too intense. It's not like I'd be seeing patients or anything. It's literally getting to know people, getting to know the med centre, doing some courses online to make sure that I'm up to date with everything and I've got everything kind of signed off on that and that thing. So it's not like I wish I was seeing a load of patients and stuff, but you have to do your first week.
Glenn's got a medical problem and he needs to speak to a doctor, so you need to give her your symptoms. Yes, you have. You've got a medical problem. Yeah,
right. It's gone in. What can I do to get it back out?
So you get a fish hook.
Oh.
You go in.
Yeah.
Thread it through.
Thread it.
And get my dad to yank it out with his teeth as well.
Right, okay.
Or just use a plunger.
A plunger, better idea. We'll get the dolly down.
Or Viagra. Viagra might work, Mary.
I think the other thing you were talking about is you've got to see patients, and that's quite interesting. But I think the most important aspects of being a medic is, have they taught you how to switch on the blues and twos on an ambulance yet?
Not yet.
That's going to be the most exciting thing.
She has to do it on a plane.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Right, darling.
Hey, Mary, you're a good lad.
Yes! You are, your dad's right. You're a good lad, and we'll see you tomorrow, FaceTime.
I love you both so much. Love you too, Glennis, by the way.
Love you, Les. Thanks for coming.
Oh, my God, we're so childish.
See you, Mike.
Bye. Bye, Jeffrey. Bye.
Who was that?
No idea.
No idea.
Just keeps calling, just keeps coming around. Still know what name is.
There you go. Well, that was nice to see what her day was. Perfectly timed. You were going to say, though, you're going down to Radio 2 with Mary. So
yes,
what's
I
the
am.
Story
so Mary and I are going to go down. We're going to go down on the... The reason why I mentioned is because we're going on the train.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Not been on the train, as I said, for many, many years. Mm. So that's going to be very interesting. And then we're going to go and have a night out. We're being taken out by the publishers of my book. Because I don't know if you know, but I'm a children's author.
You're not, are
I
you?
Am.
Well, I've heard the rumours, but apparently...
She's a children's author, you know.
Oh, yes! I just got back from Edinburgh Book Festival, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, I've written a series of books called The Ghost Hunter Chronicles, plug, plug, plug. Second book, The Ripper of Whitechapel, is out on the 29th of September. So I'm going around the country promoting it, you see. So I've just come back from Edinburgh.
And that's why you're on the Michael Ball Show.
Yep. And Mary's coming with me. But on the Saturday night, the publisher... publishers are taking me and Mary out, and they're taking Mary to Soho. Now, Mary's never been to Soho at night time, which we thought would be very entertaining. Mm. And the sad thing is there used to be a place called Madame Jojo.
Yes, yeah.
And it was this wonderful place.
Madame Jojo in Soho.
Madame Jojo in Soho. And it was this wonderful, it only shut down about 5-6 years ago, where all these beautiful, beautiful men would dress up as women, but like bunny girls.
Oh,
so you'd
I see.
Be sat there. And they'd come to your table with the trays. And I remember being taken there when I just started Blue Peter. That's one. If the press had found out about that. And I remember it was my old agent, Anthony. We must get Anthony on, actually. He's very funny.
Anthony's one of the funniest people.
Oh, my God.
I love him to bits.
And I'm going to show you what London's really like, because I'd never really been before. Anyway, he took me to Madame Jojo's with some other people who sat there. And he did it just to watch the expression on my face. Because in with it, beautiful. And
That's where we first met, wasn't it? I was dressed as a bunny girl.
That's right. I remember when he told me they were men, and I didn't believe it. And I spent the rest of the evening looking at all these crotches, because I couldn't believe where they tucked it. And when he told me... they tucked it backwards between their legs. I was like, "That? How is that possible? How is that?" I couldn't believe it until I tried it myself, and it works.
You feel calm.
So sadly, Madame Jojo's isn't there anymore. But hopefully, we'll find something equivalent to sort of like open Mary's eyes a little bit. I think.
You know what? I love the sort of the colour of Soho, but I also love the sort of seediness of it, because you look at it from the outside. I wouldn't have wanted to be in it, if you know what I mean, because I think it must be a very hard life. But looking at it from the outside, it was like a circus, but it was colourful.
You're right. That's a great word to describe it, a circus.
Yeah, but it's all gone. I mean, last time we went down there, most of the shops were shut. Mm. Not much shut, but they were something different, and it was just like, wow, it's just like any other street now.
Do you remember when we were taken into a gay sex shop? A colleague at the time, and behind the shelf in this sort of glass cabinet was what I thought looked like a traffic cone.
Right.
It wasn't a traffic cone.
Go on, what was it?
It was a butt plug.
Really?
It was red and it was huge. And I said, "What's that? Why is a traffic cone in there?" And this guy was in stitches because he said, "No, that's not a traffic cone." And when he told, I didn't even know what a butt plug was. And then when he told me, and I was shocked is not the word.
Sounds like you still are.
Yes,
he was, but he was very heavily into fisting. But also,
oh my God, let's move on. Jesus,
do you remember
Christ.
The one time when he actually said,
"All right,
he had a younger boyfriend."
Oh my God,
and he
please.
Had piles. He actually said, "I said, oh, does that? It must be difficult, you know, having sex if you've got piles." He went, "Oh no, quite often he pushes them back in before he does anything."
That's very decent of them, isn't it?
Yeah, but you think yourself, does that not take away the passion?
That's a good partner, isn't it? Who would do that for you?
And if you're having cheese and grapes right now, listening to this. Terribly sorry. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the sad thing with Soho. It's kind of lost its
charm.
It's lost its seedy charm, isn't it?
Oh no, we're taking Mary there. Hey, my daughter.
You can take your kids there.
I know.
It was when Paul Raymond died, I reckon.
Never mind dying on
Paul Raymond. Yeah, the Raymond Review Bar. Paul Raymond was the guy he owned most of Soho. I mean, the guy was quite a recluse, but extremely wealthy. And when he died, I think that's when it finished, because Raymond Review Bar closed, been open for decades.
Oh, I see.
What a shame.
It is sad, isn't it?
Shame. Really sad. But there's nowhere, and I think I've said this before, I would love to open a nightclub where it was like the, oh, you know, you see them in the 1940s and 50s movies when they're all sat around the table and they've got those old-fashioned champagne glasses, and then there's a floor show.
Everyone's dressed up in a suit.
Yes, everyone looks long gowns. And there's a floor show. There's a singer. Then there's a dance routine. The dancers come on and do that.
There's an orchestra, and a
comedian might come on.
I think the most recent thing we've seen of that is in the 90s film, The Mask, with Jim Carrey. And that kind of place, there is nothing like that.
You tell me, where's the place you can go and really dress up with a long gown, apart from like New Year's Eve or, I don't know, some sort of ball? There isn't anywhere where you can go. And how lovely would that be to do? I would love to. Is any investors listening? Let me know. I'm here.
Now then, I think we should open up Correspondence Corner.
Christ, we've not done that yet. We've been chatting away.
It's been a while. We're having a great day.
I need some more wine. Oh my God, I'm already getting a hangover before I've even finished.
Let's find out where Reg is.
Correspondence Corner. The fielding and the hunt. Send us your email. Don't be a
No idea what that word is. Two emails there on that one page. Two for one offer.
Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Dogs, Mary and Reg. I was just wondering what your cravings were when you were pregnant. Obviously, it applies to Yvette. Yes, it does. Petrol.
What?
Petrol.
You had a craving for petrol?
Really badly.
Or just the fumes of the petrol?
The fumes. I used to, when pregnant with William, I used to go and drive my little Mini to the petrol station and stand, fill up a little bit, and then took the petrol, fill it up, smell the fumes, love it. My mouth would water.
Yeah.
And then I'd go back to the house and sit with the petrol cap whilst watching This Morning with Richard and Judy.
To be fair...
What is that about? I mean, the damage I could have done.
Judy looked like she'd been sniffing some petrol before she came on.
The damage that...
That could have done.
I had no idea, but it was so strong. It was and burnt anything. Like if
would
I
would have been
leaded
petrol in those days as well.
Yeah, and also if I cleaned out the fire, the old burned coal and the wood and stuff like that, my mouth would be dribbling.
But you hear a lot of people saying when they're pregnant that charcoal is something that they crave.
Yeah, something to do. Something to do with that. And then with Mary, it was.
Chocolate stars,
but it was also the like mini rolls, and also Solero shots ice cream.
The amount of times I would be out.
Oh my God!
Trawling around the all night petrol stations to try and get these things.
Solero shots and every. Oh my God, yes.
Me,
obsessed.
All I craved was just some peace and fucking quiet.
There we go.
I was craving Wotsits, marmalade and carrots. I can understand the Wotsits.
Mm-hmm.
Love Wotsits. Both my girls were born with red hair. Well, there you go. I went off bananas and sweet and sour chicken while I was pregnant and still can't eat them today without wanting to hurl.
Well, I wouldn't have bananas and my sweet and sour chicken.
Best wishes to you all. You keep me in stitches whilst I'm working a 10-hour shift and often I'm laughing uncontrollably. My colleagues must think I'm having a seizure. Lots of love and light to you all. Barbara Chapman. But I live in Kent, but originally from Norfolk, not far from where Dad's Army was filmed. Yes! One of the best, if not the best sitcom
ever.
Carl and I don't have sex anymore. We just hold hands and watch Dad's Army, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. They like it right up them. This is... Oh, Lisa Hadley's got in touch. We only saw her recently on a Most Haunted event. Let's get the plug in.
Fab hair.
And MostHauntedExperience.com for all your ghost hunting experiences with us.
Exactly. If you fancy going to a haunted location... Anywhere in the country, then all you have to do is go to www.mosthauntedexperience.com and have a look at the locations there and choose one that you quite like the look of and think you would be suitably scared, and you can join myself, Carl, Glenn and some of the other Most Haunted team members.
Stuart's on there.
You can have everybody. And it's a really good time. And, of course, the most important thing is you get the chance to do Ouija boards.
Yeah, but we actually get some really good
stuff. We do get some great stuff.
And I love it when people get... I said this on the other podcast. I love it when something happens, which is the same as happens on the show.
Exactly.
And you can have like 15 people witnessing the whole thing. Yeah.
And we've made some good friends, haven't we? Like Lisa Hadley as well. Lisa Hadley has emailed us.
I don't know how she does her hair. Do you see all the colours?
I know.
Absolutely
fabulous.
Beautiful.
Hello, my favourite crazy lot. Oh, it's been a while since I emailed in. I've missed you. Firstly, I want to thank you for always keeping me company and work and making me smile, especially lately. Let's just say it hasn't been the best environment for me for the past few months. Well, I hope it gets better. But you make my days in the office just that bit more bearable. I feel like I'm sitting there with you all. After all, you are my second family. Also, huge congratulations to Mary graduating in the RAF as a medic. So proud of her. I always knew that she'd be amazing in the RAF. So lovely seeing Glenn in Lowlands at the end of July on Most Haunted Experience. We got some really good activity. Anyway, hope you're all having a wonderful week. Tell Reg I said hello. Sending big love and hugs to you all from Lisa Hadley in Liverpool.
Thank you, Lisa.
I can't do it in Liverpool accent.
He used.
I try.
It's one of my favourite accents.
Oh, it's mine, yeah.
Mm. I love it. I just love Liverpool.
Yeah, I do too. Mm. My favourite city in the UK.
Mine too.
Yeah.
And I should say Manchester because that's where my dad was from. Mm. And but I don't know what it is. I'm always drawn to Liverpool.
I should say Preston, but it's a shithole.
You can say that because you
were home city.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. We could. Any time I pass through it, I've always thought, "Well, how lovely!"
It's no surprise, is it, that the first motorway in the UK was the bypass of Preston? Is it? I mean,
is that right? Is that true?
Yeah, the Preston bypass.
Oh, it'll have some lovely things though about it. Preston.
Yeah, the road out.
You bet. Tried to counteract.
I know, that's fine. I'm only serious. Lorraine Horton from Paynton's been in touch. She says, "Hello, lovely people. May I just say, it's fabulous having the weekly podcast back. I'm definitely needing a bit of light relief at the moment. As in the middle of moving house, and it's so stressful. I had the mother of all bastard days a few days ago.
Bastard! And you're a bastard! You bastard!
Bastard! And she's a children's author, you know.
I'm a children's author, you know.
Oh, wrong one.
She's a children's author, you know.
There you go.
Yes, thank you.
Bastard. It was a bastard day. She says, it makes you wonder what we pay solicitors for. I had this when I was moving house.
I'm sorry, I'm back with you. I was with Sean Bean at the time.
What we pay solicitors for. I remember when I was moving house, I'd get a phone call or an email saying, the other people want to know why you're not doing anything, or maybe it's like, well, I'm not doing anything at all. Everything's in the hands of my solicitors.
Yeah.
We're hearing that you're not signed any paperwork. I said, I've done everything I need to
fuck
do.
Fuck off.
We had that recently, didn't we? Yeah. They were ringing us up going, what's happening?
They try and tell the other party.
I know. It's your fault.
The person says, bloody isn't.
I know. Yeah.
Just fuck off. Just tell them to fuck off.
Anyway, hearing about all of Yvette's changing room antics at the gym reminded me of an incident that happened to me a few years ago. I was on my own and decided to go for a swim and sauna at my local leisure centre. Afterwards, getting changed, and you know how you can never fully dry yourself properly.
Oh, it's awful. Your knickers bunch up. Terrible.
Everyone's got visions of your
knickers. I know, it's like an old knitted handbag.
You can't put on the sports type bra and it twists on the back and gets stuck.
Awful.
I tried to get it off and it wouldn't bloody budge, so I was literally stuck in my bra. By the way, I forgot to mention that they had just recently had a refit and the changing rooms were now mixed. So there is me huffing and panting from a cubicle trying to get this bloody bra off, making all sorts of sounds. God knows what people must have thought I was doing. I didn't really want to ask a stranger to untwist my bra, so I did consider just putting a t-shirt over the top and walking out. But I looked like I had a reverse Quasimodo with my boobs at 12:30.
Oh, God bless.
Anyway.
At 12:30 is precise. Not at any other time, just at 12:30.
Anyway, after a lot of huffing and puffing and toiling and toing and froing, I released myself. Note to self, never wear a pullover over your sports bra to the pool again.
Always clip back. Do you know what? A little bit of a tip here, and I'm going to start doing it because I've come up with it myself and I feel rather proud. Take with you... But also take with you a dressing gown.
Oh.
And the lighter the better, because instead of having to feel like you're putting a towel around you to, you know, save your modesty, you put your dressing gown over the top of your...
A terry toweling
Doesn't have to be. It can be a nice little silky one or whatever. Ooh. A long one covering your foof.
Yeah.
Yours
would have to be a long one to cover your foof.
Yes,
right down to the tiles.
Yeah.
Anyway, put that on and you save your modesty. You can get changed underneath it. facing the lockers, no one can see.
Very nice.
That's a nice little thing there.
Yeah, but I think the most alarming thing about that is mixed changing rooms. Whoever came up with that? What a stupid idea. Right, I'm really sorry. Whoever decided to come up with that, you're a fucking idiot.
And a pervert.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Maybe my nick is ended
really?
Up there.
In this day and age, you need to be a bit more confident where you are. I'm wandering around with fucking blokes when their hairy balls hanging out.
You wouldn't want that, would you?
I don't mind.
Jan from St. Helens, where all the girls have been melons, has got back in touch.
Oh, lovely.
Hi all, hope you're doing well. After hearing you talk about farting in inappropriate places, I couldn't resist telling on my hubby Pete. He started a new job in Liverpool, it's our favourite city, a few years ago, and on his first day was experiencing a really bad tummy ache from wind. He decided to go out of the back of the building, and once the door closed behind him, he let rip. Oh, the relief. Then he turned around to see a row of people against the wall having a smoke.
We've all been in that situation. That's awful. How embarrassing.
That's amazing.
Oh no, I feel so sorry for you. Did he say anything, I wonder? Did he go, excuse me? Did anybody look at him? I want to know more. Who's this from? Oh, Andrea Gemmell.
Hello, Andrea.
Hello, darling. You had asked that question about inappropriate places to fart, so I had to answer, lol. Was at the gynaecologist a few years ago, obviously having a few issues at the time. I was only 23 and suffered IBS as well. On the bed, getting checked by this big bear of a guy holding in a fart.
She was.
Oh, bless. Yeah, he told me to relax a little so we could do a pelvic exam. Well, guess who got a full face of four-day constipated fart? Oopsies. Oh, my God.
That is embarrassing. The thing is that
it'll happen all the time.
The gynecologists will actually go, yeah, this happens, because women fart from every fucking orifice.
Oh, it's awful. We've been through this on this podcast.
Your
flanges
aren't done right.
When I was pregnant with Mary, the poor midwife, every time she put her head down to just check how many centimetres dilated I was,
in your case, it was on me feet.
Billion yards.
Four David feet Young. Dilated. I can see the trunk.
Okay, by the way you're talking, people will think I have a rather large vagina. Let me assure you, I certainly don't. What was I talking about? Now you see, you're completely...
Dilation.
Yes, every time she put her head down there.
Oh, yeah.
I would
low on rip.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. There was nothing I could do about it. Neil has just emailed in. Hi gang, hope you're all coping well with the hot weather. Worst place I have farted. Well, I'm a paramedic and attended a cardiac arrest. The patient was lay on his back and I was at the head end of the patient sorting the airway out. The patient needed a shock from the defibrillator, it's easy for you to say, which I was closest to. So I reached over the patient, basically teabagging the patient. Oh God. When a massive rumble found its way out of my Bernard and sounded like a volcanic eruption right in the patient's face, with the family all watching us resuscitate their beloved. Not only was it loud, but it smelt like a 3-year-old dead skunk. Embarrassing isn't the word. Unfortunately, this change to the resuscitation guidelines didn't help the patient. Quick question for Carl. Did you ever do camera work on Top of the Pops? I've been watching 1993 Top of the Pops on BBC4 recently and wondered if you had, and if so, who the nicest presenter was and who the nastiest was from you.
I did. I won't say who the nastiest was.
Go on. You don't want to know.
It was...
Oh, I've met him. He's a real two-faced...
Is he?
Just horrible. Came on demanding, thinking he ran the place. Oh. Just was just awkward. And all the things that we rehearsed, when we actually started to do it, he would just do his own thing.
Indeed. Not
and,
very
and,
nice.
And the poor director was just like... and the trouble is, because he was who he was, and, in this sort of... And we've spoken about it before, there's this kind of... I know Tom thought it was a BBC, but he's in this sort of like little clutch of... Mm-hmm. This TV mafia thing that he could do no wrong. So every time he did, he was just an obnoxious cock.
I wonder if he still is.
Yeah, probably.
Yes. Apparently, I was speaking to someone who worked on a show recently that he was on,
mm-hmm.
and he's still doing the same thing.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah,
isn't still it? Doing and the it's same annoying thing. That people how, like that get to
exactly,
go so
how
far.
They go on. So who's the nicest person?
It was when you did Weakest Link. You got out first.
Tony Blackburn.
Tony Blackburn.
Such a nice person.
Oh. Proper. Yeah,
lovely.
You've got these people like him who are proper pros, celebrities. Yeah. They're proper. They're legends.
Yeah, they love what they do. They're good at what they do. They're nice to people.
Nice as you can possibly imagine. Had time for everyone. Spoke to everyone. Did the job. I mean, he did the rehearsals, but he didn't need to. You could guarantee you could have gone, can you just turn up?
Yeah.
And he'd have gone, yeah, and he'd have done it exactly as scripted. Yeah. Brilliant.
And I worked with him a couple of times. Just so nice. Yeah. Just so nice and lovely.
Good, I like that. Thank you very much. Right, who's this from? It's from Dave in North Devon. Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl and the Woofers. Fart or queef? I think it's a good old wet fart.
Oh, you're going to get... Well, no, I agree with you.
Yes, you are, aren't you? As for tarts or pies we were talking about a few weeks ago, you forgot talking about rhubarb crumble with custard. You can't go wrong with that. We remember we were talking about podcast pies.
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, yes, podcast pies. What's happened there? We did forget about there.
Yeah.
Rhubarb, we haven't done one today.
Yeah, but you see, we need... If it's got to be rhubarb crumble, it needs to be rhubarb crumble...
With a twist.
With anchovy.
Or rhubarb crumble and gin.
Oh, yeah. Now that's kind of quite interesting.
Could you do like a hot pie but put alcohol in it?
Yeah, beef and ale pie.
Oh shit, yeah, of course. Jesus, I'm such a dickhead, aren't I? What about then rhubarb and gin crumble?
It's got to be worth a go.
What, something in gin? Apple and gin.
Yeah,
apple,
but I think we need something else because probably that something sounds quite good. It almost sounds like rhubarb, gin, and Marmite pie.
Oh no.
Or rhubarb, gin, and. And
kippers.
Onion relish pie.
Kippers?
Yeah.
As for Yvette's knickers going missing at the gym, it could be Glenn stealing them from going back in time and planting them in your drawer only to find a year later. Mysterious.
Have you nicked my knickers, Glenn?
I am not a knicker-knicker.
Knicker-knicker?
I'm afraid. Coming up, guesses for Mystery Noise and What's in Burner's Book. We'll get to those later, Dave. Thank you very much indeed. Helen from Corsham in Wiltshire, but temporarily Al Taif. Oh, she's abroad in the Middle East on holiday.
Okay. Has she found my knickers?
You never know.
I wish somebody had found my bloody knickers.
It's going to be one of life's mysteries. Is that, isn't it?
Probably some poor lost sailor found them in the sea, using them as a sail.
Were they nicked? Sorry, it still got to me. Were they nicked?
Have you tried the lost property basket at that old gym?
Do you honestly think I'm going to go into the lost property basket and say, excuse me, somebody found my old apple catch knickers?
Yeah. Send Mary in next time.
They're probably using them as the lost property basket.
Probably using them as an old duster.
That's true.
Yeah.
The email goes
on areas to clean.
To say, I'm sitting here with him indoors waiting for a non-existent fountain display in Al Radhaf Park, Al Taif, Saudi Arabia. But even though it is unlikely the display will happen, our evening is not all bad. The sun is shining, the Saudis are picnicking, and we are going to have a traditional Saudi takeaway or either burger or pizzas. Who says the Middle East isn't influenced by the West? We also managed to pick up a bag of cheesy balls from the local supermarket.
Get out of it.
Ah, she sent a picture of everything.
I love it.
Now, I know English is not their first language, but we didn't really fancy buying sweets from the Dick and Mix. You would change your name. Helen from Caution, Wiltshire. P.S. Your podcast has been keeping me giggling the month I've been here. I don't think the Saudis would understand Reg Corker. So she's been there for a month on her holidays.
Wow.
Life can't be too bad then.
No. Does she need an assistant in her job?
I've never been there. I'd love to go.
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I would love that.
The thing I like about them is when you go there, it's literally one of these, you obey our rules or you get to prison.
That's how we should be.
I agree.
Tell Glennis what happened the other night.
When?
Last week. And it was me talking, apparently, in Arabic.
Yeah. In Arabic?
No.
Hmm? Yeah. Fluent.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
But it was proper, it was...
How do you know it was Arabic, though?
There were certain words that... Well, there's certain words you picked up because Grandma Mary...
Yeah.
There was words she used.
Like, she was from Syria.
Uh-huh. From Syria. Yep. So she had a few... The words that she used that had been passed on, those words were being used within the context of
okay.
this. But there were... You were speaking for probably about 2 or 3 minutes...
Mm.
But it was, you were talking to someone, but full-on sentences, then you'd stop, and then you're obviously answering.
I wish you'd recorded it. I would love to. Can you imagine if we got it translated?
Mm.
That would be so cool. All I know in Arabic is shut the door.
What is it then?
Sakrabab. Actually, I do remember she actually did try and teach me how to count to 20, I think it was. I can't remember. But maybe it's in my subconscious.
Yeah, and it's coming out.
Maybe
in
I'm doing. Hi all.
Hi all.
Who is this from?
Does it say
this is from Love Sarah Stout.
Hello, Sarah
Stout. Are you stout?
Is she short and stout?
Is she short and stout? Or
like
is
a teapot?
She tall? Hi all, I hope this email finds you all well. We're very well, thank you. I love listening to your podcast. I should really stop listening to you at work. I've had to develop a cough to cover up laughing out loud. My colleagues just give me looks of concern. I was just wondering if, in your professional capacity, what's the most stupidest question you have ever asked? Reason I ask is, I work in removals. I get asked silly questions on a daily basis. I've now started to write them down. It's become a hobby, as I do love the daft questions people ask us. Here's a few. When you're moving someone, where do you go for a poo? My response, in the toilet. Do you come and empty the house when moving us out and bring it all to the new house? Yes, that's usually how it works. Do you know how to pack? Hope so. But so far, my favourite has been, do I need to empty the water out of the hot tube before you move it on its side? No response as I feel the floor laughing. The stories I could tell about things we see. Famous people and things from where I'm from. If you're still doing it. I'm from Wellingborough in Northamptonshire, where they make shoes, which is what we're most famous for. Dr. Martens. Also the Robinson car. What's the Robinson car?
The Robinson car.
I don't know what that is.
Look that up.
The Whirlwind motorcycle and the kangaroo, similar to the penny farthing. But with regards, famous people here are a few. Sir David Frost attended Wellingborough Grammar School while living in Rutland.
Hello, good evening and welcome.
Sad, a lot of people won't know who he is.
No.
Did, the Frost Nixon interview.
First time I did Through the Keyholes with
great
him.
David Frost.
Great man.
Yeah, it was very nice and I did notice on his drink, which looked like water. It wasn't water. Ashley Butler and her dog Podsy were the winners of Britain's Got Talent in 2012. Podsy was given the freedom of the borough of Wellingborough. Oh my God! Really? All you have to do is go on Britain's Got Talent. You get the freedom of this and the key of that and the flipping MBE. And finally, also from Wellingborough, parishioners of St Mary's, Findon. He's just plain old Reverend Richard Coles, but the rest of us know him as the keyboard player in the Communards.
Oh, there you go.
Love the show as it brightens my week. Love, Sarah Stout. Thank you, Sarah. Wonderful.
Daftest questions you've been asked. Come on, quickly. Which?
Oh, my God. Daftest questions.
We've been asked or we've asked?
We've been asked.
The one I always love, and it happens when I post just about anything on the Most Haunted official page.
Yeah.
Especially when something's coming up. So if there's a new Most Haunted coming on,
yeah,
I'll put a thing up there saying when it comes on, what day it's on, yes, what time it's on. And usually the first post is, when's it on? And you so want to answer it in a specific way, but you think, I can't.
I can't. I'm just trying to think. It's like... What's the most scariest place you've ever been to? It's like...
What is the most scariest place you've ever been to?
Oh, stop it. How many times have I been asked that question? But I suppose it's the obvious question. It's not a stupid question. It's just an obvious question.
No,
exactly. So it's not... I can't really count that.
I think I was in the car park of a radio station once and somebody asked me, didn't you used to be Glenn Hunt?
Oh, I've had that. Didn't you used to be Vet Fielding?
Still am.
Yeah, I've had that.
We've got an email here from Sharon Crane, everybody.
Sharon Crane. She's easy to pick up.
Hey. Oh, my God.
I saw this on Facebook and thought you might have some fun trying to get... Guess the answers. Much love to you all, and thank you for finding the time to do these podcasts. You make a lot of people very happy. Did you know these things have names? So, I'll give you a first example on this. The space between your eyebrows, do you know what it's called?
Flabella.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Glabella.
Glabella, that's what I meant!
Yeah, you're close.
Come on.
That's good, though.
That's
that is
Mary.
Good.
That's impressive. She went, that's your glabella,
yeah.
That
yeah.
is.
Yeah, your third eye.
Your third eye. No, that's your pituitary gland.
Ah, okay. The way it smells after the rain, what's it called?
Oh,
it's got a proper word.
Yeah, it has. What is it?
Petrichor.
Petrichor, right, there you go, you learned something new.
The plastic or metallic coating at the end of your shoelaces is called...
Don't know.
An aglet.
An aglet?
Wow, actually, I love this stuff.
Yeah, me too.
The rumbling of the stomach is actually called a wamble.
A wamble?
Yeah,
that's the name of it.
The day after tomorrow is actually called...
Oh, that's a good... The day after tomorrow.
Mm.
The next
tomorrow,
day.
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Mm.
Will the sun come out?
The sun will come out overmorrow.
Overmorrow.
Yeah.
Why are we eating this?
Your tiny toe or finger is actually called...
Weird.
Aside from that.
Useless.
Aside from that.
Don't know, go on.
Minimus. Brilliant stuff there from Sharon Crane. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon Crane. Brilliant.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
This one comes from Pauline in Swansea. It says, the noise, which is this noise.
Great noise. That's fantastic.
I think it's garden related, she says. It's either Yvette cranking the handle of the parasol, or it is reeling in a garden hose pipe. Is it any
that,
of those?
Do you know the reeling in the garden? That is really good, but it's... Sorry, darling.
About the handle of a parasol?
No, I'm sorry, darling.
Kelvin Applin from Paynton, Devon says, my guess for what's that noise is a garden sprinkler. Sorry if it's been guessed already.
That's a good guess.
Is it right, though?
Because it actually does sound good. But it's not right, darling.
Dave, also in Devon. Got a lot of Devon listeners these
days. I know, we love Devon.
The mystery sound could be you pumping up a spray bottle or can.
Ooh, that's also a very good answer. You know that...
Yeah.
That's me doing an impression of the...
Yeah, the thing is, you know when it's wrong... Because you'd have said, that's a good... Because that sound... Cause, and then you do the sound.
And then it's shit.
If... No, because if it was right, you go, yeah, well, that's that sound.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm giving it away, aren't I, really?
So the answer is...
No.
And Christine Atkinson from Wiltshire says, is the noise an engine of some sort running and being turned off?
No.
But unbelievable scenes in the kitchen of the baby sister.
That's why you're an amazing radio broadcaster.
Thanks, great mate, great mate.
Yeah,
and
great
now
mate.
It's time for a game of...
What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt?
What are you going to reveal? What's in Bernard's butt?
What's in Bernard's butt?
Is he going to put something else in there?
I think you could probably get loads of stuff in that butt, to be honest. It's quite a big butt, I've seen
I
it.
I did notice when we did the last live, I thought he walked away from it. That's a man with a lot of space to put things in.
I thought he had a cute butt.
Yeah.
There you go, that's the difference between me and you. I was thinking practical, you were thinking sexual. Outrageous.
That's true, yeah. But Bernard's butt says, Dave in North Devon, is it a bounty bar?
What? Yes.
No. It's not. What about the bouncy bars? Remember they had the little trays at the chocolate bars?
Do you know, bouncy bars is one of my favourite
chocolates. Yeah, I love a bouncy bar.
Do you know the strange thing about this Bernard's butt? I did know what it was and I've actually forgotten.
I'll tell you.
No one's got that yet.
No, can you believe that?
What? Strange. It's so bloody.
I would have thought
it's something you buy in a supermarket.
Yeah.
So that's somebody. Yeah. Everyone out there has got it everywhere else.
Everybody will have it.
Yeah, everyone will have one of these in their house.
Yeah, we've got one.
And it is food. Hello, podcast team. James here again in Eastleigh.
Hi, James in Eastleigh again.
Hi, James in Eastleigh.
How are you, darling?
If it's not curry chicken or beef soup and noodles.
Oh, no, he's still trying. Oh, I love you for trying.
Then I think it's a pot noodle.
Yes.
No.
Oh, God, pot love
noodles.
You.
Do you know what? I used to live on pot noodles. I actually introduced a lot of people to the pot noodles.
What was your favourite?
You invented the pot noodle sandwich.
You did.
Sandwich.
I did, yeah. I remember you eating a pot noodle sandwich. Yeah.
Very impressive.
The curry one's probably my favourite one, but I used to like the beef and tomato.
I like the chow mein ones.
Chow mein ones are nice. I don't think they don't do a bad one, that's the thing.
Mm. When I went to Russia for the very first time, I was small, I took them a suitcase. It was just pot noodles.
Well.
God, they helped me out.
Yeah, but they did.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't go to the toilet for about 6 weeks, but they did help me out.
And an email here from Claire in Suffolk. Hey there, top podcast team. I've been thinking about this for a while now, and I reckon it was a bag of rice, long grain, short grain, brown, white, any derivatives of rice. Is it rice?
No.
You know, that's what I like about this... That last one.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is so specific.
Yeah. And she covered
straight,
the whole lot.
Straight in fuck you is rice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not quite right, I'm sorry to say. But if you want to email about what's in Bernard's butt or the mystery noise or anything...
Just want to chat to us,
then send us an email to...
hello@anytimepodcast.com. And don't be scared, because if you want to talk to us... Just leave your phone number and we'll give you a call as well.
Oh, yes, you could get an anonymous call from us one day.
Yeah.
That's hello@anytimepodcast.com. anytimepodcast.com.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Since the collapse of the Dalek Empire, the most evil creatures in the universe, formerly obsessed with ludicrously complicated interstellar battle tactics, find themselves scattered across the galaxy, where they are forced to live ordinary, everyday lives, in which they discover a new enemy. Dalek Dilemmas!
Oh, Box, I promised I'd be back home before last orders, and it's already past midnight! My wife's gonna kill me!
Dalek Dilemmas! And you thought the only thing they had to worry about were stairs.
Help!
We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there. In fact, I'm going there tomorrow night.
You know.
Oh, God. Dear. Well, I can hear it.
Yeah, I can.
After last week...
I'm going to go and wave him down. No, I'm going to wave him down.
Why don't you just stay? Because you're always singing, Billy Nye.
He's not a guy.
Yeah, but he always has a go at me.
I'm talking to
Are you
to
sure
Diddy.
There's nothing going on out there with you and Diddy? I think there might be.
All right.
He's just at the right height for your waist.
I've got a boot fetish.
Ah! Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? Hanging a piece in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Rich. Rich, Conker, shut the fuck up.
Hi, all, everybody.
Oh, here he is.
Hi, Rich. Oh, it's nice to see you
sober. It's great to see you. I'm just coming in. You're sitting down. Just sitting down, that's
Rich,
great.
Rich, I've got to ask you a question.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
How's your head?
It's fine, thank you very much. Oh, it's good looking head, isn't it?
Is it possible at all for you to give me a reading?
Yeah, okay, I can. What I need you to do is take your shoe and your sock off.
I'm sorry.
Take your shoe.
I'm not taking my shoe and my sock off.
Go on, take your shoe and your sock off.
I'm going to give you a reading from your feet.
What, both of them? Oh, just one?
Just one.
The clean one.
Right. Oh, fucking hell.
Can you smell that?
What size foot are you?
Okay, I need to go into a fucking trance as quickly as I fucking can.
I'm
a size 11.
I'm bigger than mine.
No.
I've never seen so much hair on some toes.
They are not. I have to shave those. There's nothing wrong. I shaved those last night.
Well, you need to shave them
in
again.
In preparation, presumably. Yeah,
it's like giving the fucking werewolf a reading. Okay, spare me.
Go on.
It's okay. Spare me. Come out of the darkness. Engulf me with your spare me sticky goodness. And this foot. Dribble your goodness between the toes of destiny. Oh, no. Rub yourself on the sole of the soul of the foot. I'm going to rub your foot now. Okay?
I'm going to
rub your foot. Ooh, fucking hell, that's nice.
What if he's got a foot fetish?
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to take my foot away now.
Oh, no, Don't.
I think he's got a foot fetish.
Leave it there. Leave it there.
You've done the wrong
down
thing.
There. Push down there. Now. Don't go. Don't leave. Don't. That's okay.
Oh,
you're teasing
okay
him now.
Glenn, help me.
Right. Okay.
He's
okay. Leave your foot. Leave your fucking foot there.
It's going to the groin.
Okay. Spare me. Please, spare me. Come through.
What
spare
can
me.
Feel through his trousers.
Spare me. Spare me. Okay. Okay.
Can't help me, please.
I'm getting something.
Oh, he's getting something.
Right, Glenn. An erection, I think. Get over it now. Get over it.
Hang on.
I'm getting someone used to beat you. Used to beat you with a camera, and you're still getting flashbacks. Right, okay.
I think Reg has lost it.
A little bit.
It's
okay. Oh, that's good. Right.
Don't lean on it. You don't need to lean on my foot.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Who's doing this fucking reading?
I know, but you're pushing your foot into your crotch.
Shut the fuck up, you dirty whore. With your naked foot in my lap. Pressing on my testicles. In your sexy way.
No, I'm not in a sexy way. I'm trying to get my foot away from you.
I'm so pleased you haven't shaved your legs.
Reg, do you want to put stilettos on?
He's had a pop testicle as old Reg, haven't you?
It's okay. So, does that really mean anything to you?
Does what?
I think he said, does it mean anything?
Does that even mean something to you?
No, it means nothing to
it
me.
It does.
It does.
You're wrong.
Not. It doesn't.
Put your fucking sock on, your fucking tees. With those perfectly formed feet. Right, I've got to go down.
Oh,
I'm
going
to crouch. I'm going to crouch on the way out.
Okay, bet you are.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't walk straight.
Oh,
can't
I
walk
see. Straight.
Thanks.
Oh my god.
Hey, thank you, Feet.
All right, Reg.
Great to see you.
Oh my god.
It's been great to see you, Reg.
Oh my god. And you what?
Reg Cocker brings love and light to you.
Shut the fuck up. He's still going.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Are you, Glenneth?
What?
What a waste of time you were.
You
offered
your
foot to me. I asked you to come over here and help me. Oh no, but my foot was abused.
What?
My foot was abused.
How did he go
foot
reading?
And then started getting turned on by...
Not a lot.
No, he just got very excited. Did you not see how he walked out?
Oh, I just thought he had a better
back. No! Very upset by that. I'll never be able to look at him in the same bloody way ever again now.
Oh,
my God. Reg has got a foot fetish. Maybe that's why he likes Diddy so much. Maybe he smells Diddy's boot when Diddy's not looking at him.
To each their own.
Oh my god! I'm in shock! And on that note.
Nothing shocks you, does it, really?
No, I can't speak. Nothing does shock me. Well, yes, it does, actually. Well, thank you so much for listening. We've had a laugh. I'm absolutely exhausted. Oh my god. If you want to get in touch with us, please email at this address, which is hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. We can't do the show without your emails, so keep sending them in, please.
Yes, please.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah,
next
we week. Love you so much. Have a great week.
Love you.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.